Moments after Kol Nidre, we recite Shachianu. Why is it that we thank Hashem for allowing us to arrive at the decision of our fate? On Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bayolam Avram Lefanav, there's judgment for all of humanity. Tshuva is available for all of humanity. Adam and Chava did tshuva. Cain was offered tshuva. Nineveh did tshuva. The Yom Kippurim is a precious gift of love only to Israel. Whereas Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Shekulo Din, Yom Kippur is a Yom Shekulo Rachamim. Imagine you take the subway to work in New York City, terrible summer day. Subway beneath the ground must be 122 degrees, humidity 100%, sticky, dirty, and you want to just get home. Finally, get off the train, walk to your backyard, pull off your tie, throw off your jacket, drop your briefcase, and you jump into a pool of sparkling water, washing away all the sweat, all the grime. That pool is Kedushas Yom HaKippurim. We walk around all year with the sticky stench of sin and then dive into the pool of Rachamim, of Slicha. So the Shorash Avoda writes that when we recite Shachianu, we should recite it with the recognition of how great a joy it is to be alive for one moment of Yom HaKippurim. Each and every moment of the Kedushas Hayom cleanses us more and more. R' Soloveitchik, in the opening of his Sefer HaTshuva, comments that Chet bears two consequences: the onesh that is associated with it, as well and separately as the distance, the tumah that is created between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tshuva, the transformative quality of tshuva, similarly, deals with both. It provides kapara from the onesh, and additionally it offers tara from the tumah. But if you look at the Rambam, talk about a person who does tshuva, you'll see a remarkable focus on one of those two components. Says Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin, Emesh, yesterday, Hayazes Sonu Lifnei Hamakom, this person was detested in front of HaKadosh Baruch, Meshukatz, disgusting, Meruchak, distant, To'eva, abominable. But today, after a person does tshuva, Ohu, Vinechmad, Karov, close, beloved, V'yedid, called a friend. Emesh Hayazem moved on Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He was so far away. Tzoik, he davens and Hashem doesn't answer. Does mitzvahs and Hashem is simply not interested. Tzoik. But Hayom is mudbach b'shechina, cleaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzoik, and he's answered immediately. Nena miyad. When we do mitzvahs, it's about tshuva. Not only does Hashem accept our mitzvahs, but mis avelohem, Hashem can't wait for them. The Rambam doesn't even mention the fact that the tshuva got rid of the impending punishment. Today's goal, the next 25 hours, is not to simply run through the gauntlet and escape unbeaten and unscathed. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. We could strive for nothing less than greatness. Today is the opportunity to become, in the Rambam's word, the Yidid of Hashem. Do you know what that means? Do we have any idea what it means that Hashem himself would call us his buddy? But you know, we aren't the only ones who recite Shachianu. Tana Dev Eliyahu describes Yom HaKippurim as Simcha Gedola Lefnei Misham Ravahaya Ha'olam Shenasno Ba'ahava Rabbal Yisrael. And why is it such a great Simcha? Why is there so much Ahava that Hashem encapsulates and experiences when he gives us Yom HaKippurim? The Medrash continues with the following incredible imagery. Says the Medrash, a mashal to a king who has servants and slaves, and he commands them to bring out all the garbage and throw their garbage, their zevel, their manure in front of the palace door. And then the king opens up that palace door and he sees all of this manure. And he is Sameach Simcha Gedol. He rejoices with incredible joy. Rephraim Waxman asks, why would he be happy when we stand before him on Yom Kippur, throwing in front of him Erech HaTayim and our manure? The answer is so simple. Because he knows that his fields are now clean. Klal Yisrael are his field. Let's explain this a little bit deeper. The Rambam writes that a Baal Tshuva changes from Sanui to Nechmad, from hated to beloved. But how does that transformation occur so suddenly? Miyad, as the Rambam says. Shouldn't there be a trial period after we do tshuva to see if we really mean it? Will we abide by our resolutions? Will we maintain our commitments? How could it be so flippant? Imagine a couple has an only child, and that kid gets into a bad crowd. Eventually, rubs off on him, he stops keeping Shabbos, stops keeping kosher, finally runs away from home, joins a motorcycle gang, leaves on the kitchen table a little note. Dear Mom and Dad, I'm gone. I'm never coming back to Yiddishkeit. And then three more words on the bottom, or to you. Parents are in utter disbelief. Every Friday, waiting for a call Erev Shabbos, no call. Weeks pass, months pass. They don't hear from him before Pesach, before Shavuos. Not even a Shana Tova call, before Rosh Hashanah, nothing. And then Yom Kippur night, after Kol Nidre. Right around now, the tzor in the back of the shul opens. There he is, tattoos on his arms, ripped jeans on his legs, and he walks to his empty seat, his old seat, sitting empty in shul, and jumps into his father's arms. Abba, Ima, I'm back. I'm sorry. I was so foolish. I'm never leaving you again. Do they question him? Do they analyze? Of course not. But why not? Maybe he's not going to be able to maintain that commitment to stay home. What nourishkeit? You wanted him back so badly. So much, you're so ecstatic to see him. You couldn't care less what's going to be next month, or certainly next year. That's why Hashem is so happy when we say vidui, when we throw our garbage in front of his castle and clean ourselves up, because we're that kid who left him and didn't come home and didn't pick up the phone to call, not for Hol Elul, not for Rosh Hashanah, not even for Aseres Yemei Teshuva. But guess what? Today's Yom Kippur. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm coming back to you now. I don't know what's going to be. Tomorrow, the next day, the next year, Emesh HaYozeh Soni Lefnei HaMakom. We were so distant. But now, with our tshuva, Hayom Hu Ahuv V'Nechmad Karov V'Yedid. That's a transformative, elevating power of tshuva. But it only can work this way for Banim. On Rosh Hashanah, with its Midas Hadin, we stand as Avadim. But today, we swim in Yom Kippur's ocean of Rachamim as his Banim. I'd like to conclude with one more explanation of why Hashem rejoices when we pile our garbage and manure in front of his palace door. The Dubna Magid, in his Sefer Ohel Yaakov, at the end of the Sefer Ohel Yaakov, asks a contradiction in Pesukim. Moshe addresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yelech na Hashem b'kirbeinu, please come, dwell amongst us, ki am k'shei orafu, because we are stiff-necked. And all the commentators point out, Rashi included, that it can't mean because we're stiff-necked, because that's not a reason for Hashem to want to be with us. It's the opposite. despite our being stiff-necked. And that's what the word ki must mean. Please come amongst us despite our being am kshei oref. The problem is that just a few psukim earlier, perek earlier, Kodesh Baruch Hu says that same word, but in a different context. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to dwell amongst you, ki lo ele bekir b'cha, ki because I'm kshei oref. And here we have the same concept, yelech nasha b'kabedu, ki I'm kshei oref, and here you're telling me that it doesn't mean because? Ibn Magid describes a story, this offers a mashal for a fellow, a tailor, who carries the finest product of patches, silk patches, Kashmir patches, to patch up the most beautiful, exquisite clothing. And he goes to a certain neighborhood, certain part of the countryside, and he's selling his patches to see who needs it, and he notices that nobody is buying his patches, and he's wondering what happened. And you know, before you open a business, you should hire a consultant to conduct a market analysis, but he didn't. And they tell him, you know what? We wear polyester clothing here. Our clothes don't rip, and even if it does, you can barely see it, nothing makes it, you know, it doesn't really, nothing really happens. Go take your wares and sell them to a place where they have clothes that could rip. And there you'll be able to sell your wares. Says Ibn Magid, that's exactly what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was writing up in Shemayim the words Hashem, Hashem, Keil, Rachum, V'chanun, Erech, Apayim, Rav Ches, V'ames. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are you writing that for? Where are you gonna, what are you going to do with that? Who are you going to sell your wares to? That doesn't fit the world of Malachim. That doesn't fit the Elyonim. They wear polyester suits. Nothing rips. Those words, your description, the you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rachman, the Chanan, the Ches that you have, that only helps, that's only meaningful among people like Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, come dwell amongst Bnei Yisrael. Yelech na Hashem b'kirben. You know why? Ki, because I'm kshei oref. Who? Because of our weaknesses, because of our foibles, because of our taivis, because of our averos, we are Hashem's perfect client. Hashem wants to give so much. So when we pile up that garbage in front of His palace by saying vidui, by expressing our bitterness and regret over our poor choices, we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shower His rachamim upon us, tack towards us in the mode and the midos He so wishes to be a racham, a chanan, an erech apayim, a merciful one, a caring one, Rav Chesed, knows the oven who carries iniquity. Because of our garbage of being kshei oref stick-necked people, we allow Yelech no Hashem b'kirbeinu, we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in our midst. And there's nothing a father wants to do more than to come home to us, his children, or better yet, to us, his yedidim, his friends. For that, we and he recite Shechianu.